Ever think about like how the idea of a democracy, it's kind of different like depending on where you are in the world. You know, it's not exactly one size fits all.
Yeah, no, totally. It's fascinating how it plays out.
So today we're doing a deep dive into this idea of democracy, but through the lens of Iranian women. And let me tell you most, the story is full of twists and turns.
Yeah, it's a really compelling mix of progress and pushback. You see Iranian women striving for these democratic ideals, but within a society that's really rooted in tradition.
Exactly. And to help us unpack all of this, we're looking at a review of Democracy versus Sucha, der Frauenbewegung im Iran.
Wow.
I know, it's a mouthful. But trust me, even in a review form, this book is powerful.
It really is. It gives us this incredible look into like the last century of women's fight for democracy in Iran.
So one of the things that really hit me was this whole thing about literacy.
Yeah.
Apparently, back in the early 1900s, the literacy rate for Iranian women was shockingly low.
Shockingly low is an understatement. We're talking about single digits,
Really? Wow.
3% to be precise.
3%. Wow.
It's hard to even imagine that in this day and age.
I know. And yet, fast forward to 2014, and Iranian women are the majority of students at some universities.
It's a massive change.
Right. But here's the thing, not everyone was thrilled about it.
Exactly. That's where things get interesting, because that progress caused some serious pushback. You even had situations where women were banned from studying certain subjects.
Who kidding?
Yeah, because those fields were considered unsuitable for them.
It really makes you wonder, like, whose definition of progress are we even talking about here?
Right. And this actually gets to a key point that the book brings up. This idea that what we in the West think of as democracy, it doesn't always translate well to other cultures.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. How does that play out in Iran specifically when it comes to women's rights?
Well, one thing the book really pushes us to do is ditch this simplistic view of Iranian women. It highlights that they're not just these silent victims. They actually hold respected positions, mothers, educators, and their roles in their families and society are crucial.
So it's more nuanced than that. They're not completely powerless.
Exactly. But at the same time, there are these undeniable restrictions that they face. And the book dives into the historical and cultural roots of these restrictions, which is fascinating in itself.
One of the things that really jumped out at me about that was the whole divorce thing in Iran. The book mentions that Iran actually has a surprisingly high divorce rate,
It's true.
but it's still really hard for women to actually get a divorce.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
That's a great question. And it highlights some of the really interesting nuances within Iranian society. It turns out that you have some men, even within the system where they have more power, who are willing to give women the right to initiate a divorce. It's written right there in the marriage contract.
Interesting.
It's not the norm or anything, but it reveals this internal diversity of thought that we might not expect.
It's those kinds of details where I really started to see how this deep dive is about way more than just facts and figures. It's like challenging our assumptions about an entire culture.
You got it. And speaking of challenging assumptions, the book gets into this period in Iran's history where the hijab was actually banned.
Wait, really?
Yep. And the government was actively promoting women's rights.
I had no idea.
During the Pahlavi dynasty, there was this huge push for modernization. And part of that was encouraging women to unveil and take on more public roles.
So this whole image we have in our heads of what Iran is like, it hasn't always been that way.
Exactly. But here's where things get really interesting. That period of liberalization, as progressive as it sounds, it actually ended up backfiring.
Which isn't totally shocking. I mean, big changes usually come with some pushback, right?
Yeah, you could say that the backlash to the Shah's reforms was pretty strong. And here's the interesting part. It wasn't just coming from the groups you might think.
So it wasn't just like the religious conservatives pushing back. I kind of figured they'd be the first ones to object to women unveiling and all that.
That's what most people would assume, right? But this book shows a more complicated picture. It highlights critiques of the Shah's reforms that came from some unexpected voices, people who we might even consider progressive, who also had problems with how things were being handled.
Okay, now that's interesting. What were their arguments? What did they like about promoting women's rights?
Their main problem was with the way it was being done. They felt like this top-down, almost forced modernization that the Shah's government was pushing was actually hurting the cause more than helping it.
How so? It sounds like, on the surface at least, the Shah was making some positive changes.
Yeah, you could see it that way. But these critics said that forcing change from the top down without actually dealing with the deeper social economic issues just created resentment and resistance. You know, it's like when someone tells you you have to wear a certain outfit, you might do it outwardly, but inside you're probably rebelling.
It's like they say, you can lead a horse to water.
Exactly. And in this case, a lot of women who might have been open to these new freedoms felt alienated by the way the changes were being pushed on them.
So instead of Iran opening up and modernizing, like the Shah
Yeah.
wanted, it all backfired and basically led to.
The Islamic Revolution of 1979, which, as we know, brought about much stricter interpretations of Islamic law, and with that, more restrictions on women's lives, it's like the pendulum swung from one extreme to the other.
It's funny how history is like a pendulum swinging back and forth. And with every swing, it gets a little more extreme. It makes you wonder, does progress ever really go in a straight line?
That's a great question. And it takes us back to that whole idea of democracy not being one size fits all. What one culture sees as a step forward, another culture might see totally differently. Context is everything.
And those cultural and historical nuances are so important, especially with something as complex as women's rights in Iran.
I'm with you. And this book, even just the review we're talking about, does a fantastic job of highlighting those
Okay,
nuances.
so we've covered a lot here. We talked about the huge jump in literacy rates for Iranian women and the backlash that came after. Then there were the Shah's reforms and the criticisms from both conservative and surprisingly progressive viewpoints.
And we can't forget that seemingly contradictory high divorce rate, even with the restrictions women face, and this more nuanced view of Iranian women, they're not just victims, they have respect and influence within their society.
It paints this picture of this constant tension between tradition and progress in Iran, and it's playing out in the lives of real people in some pretty big ways.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole topic so interesting and important to understand. But it also raises the question, where do we go from here? What does the future hold for women's rights in Iran? It feels like there's so much hanging in the balance. It really is a big question. And to be honest, there isn't an easy answer. Afzalzadeh's book doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but it gives us the background to understand what's going on.
Yeah, it feels like there are so many different things at play here.
Absolutely. You have the internal dynamics of Iranian society and culture, then there's the influence of religion and tradition, and the complexities of Iranian politics. And of course, you can't forget the impact of global events and outside pressures. It's a lot to unravel.
It kind of makes those talking heads on the news seem a lot less certain about things, huh?
Right. But here's what I always come back to. Change very rarely happens in a straight line. If we really want to understand what's happening right now, let alone try to figure out what's going to happen in the future, we have to understand the nuances, all those push and pull forces that have shaped things.
A good reality check. And this deep dive, even though we just scratched the surface, has really given me a lot to think about. It's way more complex than I even realized.
It really is. And it just goes to show, even with all the information out there these days, there's always more to discover and other ways of looking at things. It's more important now than ever to look for those different viewpoints.
I couldn't agree more. Now, before we wrap up, there was one more thing from the review that I couldn't get out of my head. It mentioned that the book looks at the role of jihadist women in Iran. I don't know about you, but that phrase just totally caught my attention.
It is a very complex and often misunderstood part of this whole story.
Yeah, it seems kind of contradictory. How do these women reconcile their own beliefs, which can be incredibly restrictive, with taking such an active, even militant role in their society?
Well, that takes us right to the heart of our conversation today, doesn't it? We can't just simplify things by putting labels on people or groups. The reality is always more complicated. And that's why this book is so important, with its focus on really understanding these intricate historical and cultural undercurrents.
It makes you realize how often we try to make things too simple and jump to conclusions. This deep dive has been a great reminder to look deeper and question what we think we know, and most of all, to stay curious.
Exactly. Sometimes the most interesting questions are the ones without easy answers. That's where things really get interesting.
That's so true. This has been an amazing deep dive. Really eye-opening to everyone listening. If any of this piqued your interest, definitely check out the book review we discussed. It's well worth the read. And as always, thank you for joining us on this journey.
It's always a pleasure to explore these important topics with you.